Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 56 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. I'm so loving and enjoying creating this show for you, and thank you for all of your amazing questions. Now, speaking of law and legal and business entities, let's get to today's question from Tony. So, Tony, please take it away.
Hey, Pat, this is Tony from DesignerHacks.com. I wanted to thank you for putting Smart Passive Income together. It's been really helpful for me because we have similar backgrounds. So thanks for doing that and keep on keeping on. My question is, I'm wondering when it makes sense to turn my niche or hobby site into a limited liability company or to incorporate it. And when should I be worried about trademarking? Thanks.
Tony, thank you so much for your question. And just as a quick disclaimer, you know, I'm not a lawyer, you know, definitely not a lawyer. I have my own, but, you know, I've used LegalZoom.com to help me get started in the beginning, just like I mentioned in the sponsorship role at the beginning. But I'm going to tell you a quick story about how I got started. You know, I built my site, which was initially at InTheLead.com before I had to change it to GreenExamAcademy.com. This is a site that I built to help people pass an exam in the architecture industry. I built that just on my own as a sole proprietor. I didn't turn that into a business entity until much, much later. So I actually created that site in late 2007, and I started to monetize it or attempt to monetize it in October of 2008. And then a couple months went by where I was making good money, and then I turned it into a business entity. I used LegalZoom.com, like I mentioned at the beginning, discount code Pat, and I used that to create an LLC. And, you know, I had a lot of questions and I asked a lot of people and, you know, I got a lot of different answers. And I feel like that you really have to talk to somebody who's a professional, maybe somebody in your network or even an attorney on your own, even if you're going to use LegalZoom, you know, because the fees are much cheaper. But, you know, I would talk to somebody to make sure that you're going to create the entity that's right for you and your business in the way you want to do it. Now, how do you know it's the right time? Well, for me, I knew it was the right time when I started making money, but I also knew it was the right time when, and this is the part that is going to be confusing for people, when I knew that I needed to protect myself and my personal assets. That's the benefit. That's the real reason why you'd want to create a business. I mean, there's many benefits to doing so. Like you can write off a lot of your things and, you know, for tax purposes and things like that. You become sort of more professional and authoritative when you do have, you know, when you're known as a business and you're not just a sole proprietor. But, you know, really you create that business entity so it itself becomes almost like its own person. So if somebody were to sue you for example, through your business, they would sue your business. They wouldn't sue you. And so you would, you know, if you do a good job of keeping your personal assets separate from your business assets, you know, they can't touch your personal stuff. Now, there's all these different, you know, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert at this at all. I'm just sort of telling you what's in my mind and also how I went through it. But there's all these things like piercing the corporate veil or, you know, whatever that's called. You know, if you somehow mix up, you know, what you do personally with what you do in your business, for example, you might draw money from your personal account to buy stuff for your business. You should never do that. So you should always have your own business checking account that is only used for business and, you know, separate from your personal stuff. And, you know, once you start to blur those lines, you know, if somebody were to sue you, they could say, well, you're not even treating yourself like a real business, so I'm just going to start taking your personal stuff. Or, you know, and of course, the legal stuff is always a huge hassle and it costs a lot of money. But you want to protect yourself, and that's why you create an LLC or an S corporation, or you corporate and however it is best for you to corporate. And I'm not going to get into what type of corporation is best for you and what all that means. Obviously, there's even different rules in different states and things like that, and there's tax you know, incentives, but tax implications as well. For example, I live in California, and as a business, I have to pay $800 a year to the state of California just to have that business. And I have a couple businesses, which is crazy, but that, you know, I choose to live here and I choose to do business here. But, you know, that, how do you know? I mean, the real answer to when do I turn my blog or niche site into a business entity? You have to weigh the pros and cons, you know, and see how popular it is. I think it's okay. And again, this is just me speaking, to create the site and see how it goes and see if there's any sort of pull there, or if it's going to be successful, or it seems to be growing. And then in that case, you know, if you know you're going to be serious with it and you know it's going to get, you know, massive exposure and start to generate money for you, then I would turn it into a business at that point. But, you know, the nice thing about doing online businesses, you can test different things. But, you know, for me, I created a sort of an umbrella company, an umbrella LLC, Flindustries LLC is what it's called. And that's where I run most of my separate projects that are under that one umbrella. I do have another company, which is Lolar Apps LLC. Actually, that's the DBA, the doing business as. So it's known as Lolar Apps, or Laugh Out Louder Apps, which is an iPhone application company. But again, I created that through LegalZoom. I'm giving him a lot of plugs here, but that's just who I used. But also, you asked about trademarking. And again, this is a whole nother thing that I could and probably should have an attorney come on the podcast, the Smart Passive Income podcast, my other podcast, to talk about. And there's a lot of there's a lot of implications there as well. I mean, there is the first use of a term where you don't necessarily have to trademark it to sort of own it. However, if it's just a book title, then it might not have as much power as if it's, you know, even a domain either, but if you are using graphics and promoting material that is related to a trademark, I mean, there's just, gosh, I mean, to be honest with you, Tony, I would seek a professional, and for all of you out there, I would seek more professional help. And this is for me, who has been doing business for a while. And I think the point of this is you don't have to know everything, but you should seek help from people who do know those things that you don't know how to do. So when should you be worried about trademarking? You should be worried about trademarks when you're creating things. For example, I didn't even consider trademarks. And this is not, you know, me creating a trademark. It's me not understanding what would happen if I used another person's or another company's trademark. And I actually, you know, in thelead.com, which is my lead exam website, Lead was a trademark. And I got contacted in May, or was it April or May of 2009, to stop what I was doing. I got a cease and desist letter because I was using somebody else's trademark. And actually, the full story behind that was, you know, even though they loved what I was doing on my site, there were other people out there creating sites using that trademark Lead and the domain name. And in order for them to enforce and be able to remove those sort of legally, they had to remove them all, which included mine, which sucked. But, you know, at first I freaked out because I just got this letter from, you know, the attorneys over at the United States Green Building Council, and I just thought they were suing me. I thought my life was over. I thought I wasn't cut out for business. But then I realized it was just a cease and desist letter. Again, I contacted help. I got in touch with a lawyer who just said, hey, you just have to change your domain name, which I did. And that's where Green Exam Academy came from. And all's been good on that front since then. But I've learned to really be careful to not use trademarks as much as possible, you know, whether it's in a domain name or in the name of a product. And, you know, it's a crazy thing, this whole legal stuff that goes on with this. So, I mean, you know, if you're gonna create a unique name for something and you really want to protect it and you want to have the most power you can have, if you were, you know, to see somebody else use that and you want to take them to court, if you want to have the most power, you would file for a trademark. And you can do that through LegalZoom. You could do that through an attorney or a lawyer that you might be know right now or might be in your area. You know, just using a term first will give you a little bit of an edge, but still, not really. If you want to give yourself the best security for a name or trademark or something, or a name that you know, the best thing to do is trademark it. And I have trademarked a lot of pieces of my business, like Smart Passive Income. I did trademark that. So, Tony, I hope that answers your question at least a little bit. You know, I know it's a little bit fuzzy here, but I'm just going to be honest. I'm not the best person to tell you when to do that. So, you know, we're all about transparency here. But I feel like if you can connect with the right people, and also if you feel like you know that you're going to be taking this niche site or your hobby business and into a full-time thing, or even just something very serious that you're going to be doing for a while, and you want to protect what might happen within that business from what's going on in your personal life and in your personal assets, then setting up a business entity would be a smart thing to do. So, Tony, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way. And if any of you have a question that you'd like to ask here on Ask Pat, head on over to askpat.com, of course. Now, I'm going to re-mention our sponsor for the episode, which has to do perfectly with the content that we just talked about. That is LegalZoom. Again, if you go to LegalZoom.com, you'll get a discount if you enter the special discount code PAT during checkout. You know, starting a business entity, you know, traditionally is pretty costly and it takes a lot of time. You have to go through an attorney and it can be pricey. But LegalZoom.com makes it much easier and much more affordable as well. Again, I've used it several times for two LLCs, one DBA, actually a couple DBAs, now that I think about it, and what else? A will, a trademark, and you know, it's just really easy to use. So again, if you go to LegalZoom.com, use the discount code PAT during checkout, you get a discount. And they're not a law firm, but they can help you connect you with an attorney if you need one. So thank you so much for listening in. And of course, I'm going to end with a quote. And this quote is one of my own. And it's just a reminder, you know, building a business doesn't mean not having fun. I've seen too many people who have started with hobby blogs that they are having lots of fun with, and they turn them into a business, and they forget why they started that business in the first place. You know, just because you're building an entity or going to be starting to monetize your website and go big with it, that doesn't mean you still can't have fun. You should always be having fun with what you're doing. And this is a reality check for you. Are you having fun in your business right now? If not, why not? You should always be having fun in your business. I'm having a ton of fun with Ask Pat. I mean, this is seriously one of the coolest things I've ever done, and so many people have come up to me and just said how much they've enjoyed the show. So if that was you, or you're just in your head or thinking about how much you've enjoyed the show, thank you. You're amazing, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.